Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
It'll be Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and last name is Sears, S-E-A-R-S.
All right, thank you. And I have the address 393 Fort Ashby Road. Is that correct?
Thank you.
All right, I'm waiting for the account details to load, but the previous agent canceled the account to prevent further charges.
Yes.
I have an email address, brittanycole81390@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, and phone number 240-609-9124. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you. All right, so if you hang on 1 second, still waiting for the account to load.
Okay.
All right, so there was a one-time, you were charged a one-time entry of $7.95 to enter a contest or a sweepstakes offering for a KitchenAid. And do you recall making that purchase?
No, cause see, like I said, my account's been hacked. I'm actually at the bank right now going through all the stuff with them and canceling my stuff.
So we'll contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account. They'll verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online.
Can you tell me though, the date it was done? Because I do remember, it was like from a freebie something, but I just need to know because there was two different things that I did that was me. So I just want to make sure that it's not this, but can you tell me around the date?
Yeah, that's all right. October 25th, there's a $7.95 charge for the one-time entry to win kitchenware. In those terms, it also explains that you're enrolling in a discount shopping club membership, so there's a $56.95 charge each month.
Is there a website? Because I have that stuff saved on my phone, so I could see if it...
Is there a website as far as...
Or an email, maybe?
Let me see.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm looking for this information.
Yeah, because I have, like, that type of stuff saved.
Because
I remember doing something for, like, it was, like, a big red kitchen thing, but I just thought it... But it was basically, like, a doll or something is what I thought it was. This is the one I remember doing.
Yeah, and this may not be the same thing. I'm not sure, but if there was a website associated, it'll be primaryintentsavings.com.
Okay. Primaryintentsavings.com. Okay, can you give me just 1 second to look on my phone real fast? Just so I make sure. You say intent savings?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And if you're not seeing that, I have another suggestion you can try.
Okay.
All right, so look at trueproductsforless.com.
Okay. True Products. Four less or less?
Four. F-O-R.
It says you don't have permission to access this resource. Okay.
Okay, that may be, and I was just kind of throwing that one at you. If you say it's for a dollar, this may not be the same offering. So what I'll do is go ahead and issue a full refund for the $39.99. That's the fitness app. There's a $56.95 charge for the membership, and it was billed two times, so I'll refund those back both.
Okay, yeah, because I just, like I said, I just remember doing one for the dollar thing, for a KitchenAid thing, but then when you said all that, so I was like, well, I don't want to get in trouble if this was actually me, but I don't remember doing anything for all that.
Okay. All right, not a problem. I have you all taken care of there. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that should be all. And it was canceled, correct?
Yes, ma'am. There'll be no further charges.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.